News that the United States is developing plans to target seven nations for possible nuclear attack has drawn criticism around the world. Over the weekend, the Los Angeles Times and the New York Times reported that the Bush administration's classified nuclear posture review advocates planning for strikes against countries that threaten the U.S. On the list, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, North Korea, China, and possibly Russia. Bush administration officials described this as prudent planning aimed at deterrence, not preparation for the actual use of nuclear weapons. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
On his way to the Middle East for crucial talks on Iraq and the Israeli-Palestinian crisis, Vice President Cheney found himself on the defensive today. In London, for talks with British Prime Minister Tony Blair, Cheney denied that the Bush administration was developing plans to attack potential enemies with nuclear weapons.
Right now, today, the United States, on a day-to-day basis, does not target nuclear weapons on any nation. The notion that I've seen reported in the press that we are preparing preemptive nuclear strikes against seven countries, I believe, was the way it was reported. I'd say that's a bit over the top.
Bush administration officials insist their new nuclear policy is all about deterrence, about deterring a potential enemy, which might itself threaten to use nuclear weapons or other weapons of mass destruction in a regional conflict, a North Korean invasion of South Korea, say, or an Iraqi attack on Israel or Kuwait. U.S. policy has been evolving toward this stance ever since the 1991 Persian Gulf War, but the Bush administration's nuclear posture review removes the ambiguity that has characterized it until now, and that is unsettling a number of nations. A spokesman for the foreign ministry in Beijing said China is shocked by the policy and will demand an explanation. A statement from the Iranian government likened the U.S. logic of nuclear force to the logic of terrorists. Some Russian officials also reacted angrily, but Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov tried to allay concerns. We hope we will get an explanation of this from the highest level, Ivanov said, referring to President Bush's upcoming visit to Moscow in May. Then perhaps, he added, that will calm the international community. There are also critics at home who are raising tough questions for the administration. The Nuclear Posture Review does call for the reduction of deployed American strategic warheads from 6,000 now to around 2,000 10 years from now. Those reductions are significant, says Stephen Schwartz, the publisher of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. But the administration intends to keep thousands more warheads in reserve. Why so many, Schwartz wonders, to deter nations that don't even have any nuclear weapons at this point?
What's driving this, I think, is a belief that nuclear weapons enabled us to avoid World War III during the Cold War, and that there apparently is no effective way of deterring an Iraq, a North Korea, even Al-Qaeda, without resorting to nuclear weapons or the threat to use nuclear weapons. I think that is a significant mistake, and I also think it paves the way for those countries that seek to do us harm today or in the future to acquire nuclear weapons as the only means of preventing us from attacking them. And that paves the way for, quite frankly, a very, very dangerous world.
The new Bush administration policy also advocates the development of smaller nuclear weapons that could burrow underground in order to destroy hidden facilities or buried stockpiles of chemical or biological weapons. Some critics argue such weapons might make it easier than ever for the U.S. to actually use nuclear warheads in combat. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.